building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Good morning and welcome to The Art of Entrepreneurship. I'm really excited about today's guest, and he's a little unconventional maybe for this podcast. It's a topic that I haven't covered before, and frankly, one that I haven't really thought about much. Today's guest is Spencer Howard, who is the founder of Straight to the Points, which is the go-to resource for people looking to demystify credit card points. We talked today about how business owners can create a credit card's point strategy so that they can use their points for business expenses like travel, and hey, even make travel more comfortable and more luxurious. These are definitely tips that I need because I do not travel in luxury. We talk about that a little bit too. Hopefully you find it funny. I'm about to go on a vacation tomorrow, so I'm not sure if I'll be finding it funny, but that's besides the point. I'm excited about this conversation and welcome Spencer. So first off, I have to tell you, I almost hate to admit to you that I am not a luxury traveler. Like I have a nice house, I have a nice car. I value those things. And I'm also the person that I shit you not, I sit like upright in the back of the plane on the red eye with one of those like, you know, those like neck brace things that you wrap around your neck that hold your head up and listen to people go in and out of the bathroom all night on a plane. I see people in first class and in business class all the time on Instagram, and I wonder how they do it. Like, do they spend money differently than I, right? Or do they have fewer kids than me? Probably, honestly. I've been reading your content, and it seems like your message is really that luxury travel is more attainable than people think if you have a really good credit card point strategy. And that seems like a no-brainer if you know how to do it. Why do you think that most people don't do something like this?
Yeah, I think you're not alone. I started in the same position you were. I was like, how do I go there? I'm 6'3". Yeah. Like I need leg room. Like this is absolutely not a small person. don't get me wrong. I love traveling. I've flown, you know, to Taiwan via Japan and economy before, but I was looking for something a little bit nicer. But I think most people don't do this because one, they just don't even know that it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like before I got into it, I had no idea. It wasn't that I saw it and was like, no, thanks. I don't want to fly up front. That's not me.
Yeah.
It was just that I didn't even know that different credit cards offered all these different types of points that could be turned around and leveraged for like business and first class flights. So like most of it's just exposure, and then second, it's like any hobby. It takes a bit of work if you're going to be really into your hobby, whether you play like fantasy sports online. I mean, some of my friends spend hours and hours and hours researching their fantasy sports teams. Yeah. Other people play golf, and some will just show up on the weekend and others will go to the driving range. It's just, do you want to put in that little extra effort to kind of get the outsized value, we'll say, out of your credit card points?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that not flying in the way that I just described is definitely considered an outsized value. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to start with a pretty simple question for those people that might be hesitant to use credit cards. I know a lot of people that use cash, or they're like, oh, no, I don't put things on credit cards. I use my debit card all the time. Are there scenarios where you think that they shouldn't be using credit cards, or are you kind of the school of thought that using cards for points is your best move?
Yeah, I think very few situations where I would not use a credit card. Mm. One, I like the protections that if somebody gets a hold of my card and uses it for something else, I can just report that and they'll remove the charges they investigate. And it's a lot easier than if the money is gone from your bank account because you use a debit card. I've seen friends go through that. It is not fun. I have had any number of credit cards. I mean, this is just the nature of the world we live in. Like, I've had any number of credit cards get like the number stolen, and they just, I get an email or a text or a message from the app, and they're like, hey, this happened. Was this you? You say no. They're like, okay, new card in the mail. We've removed the charge. Like, I think that makes credit cards, that alone, just from a security standpoint, much better. I think if you are paying vendors that don't accept credit cards and charge large processing fees, then you kind of have to then you at least have to consider it. And in some cases, just paying, I think a lot of times, like ACH from your bank account to theirs can be just like the preferable option, but it's rare. I totally understand just wanting to use cash though. Like, I looked at credit cards originally as like, why would I need these? I don't spend beyond what I have. Yeah. And it was more just understanding that it's like, no, just treat your credit card like a debit card. Don't spend more than you actually have. And that's where I was like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. If I'm just going to do the same process of like giving someone a credit card to pay for something and I'm still paying it off every month, then okay, it's the same. I just get a little benefit out of it.
Yeah, the fraud thing happened to me recently where my credit card company was like, are you in New York getting a bunch of tattoos? They said it exactly like that. And I was like, I am not. I would, but that is not me. You think that even when there are fees associated with credit cards, that can be a good move?
Depending on the credit card you have, I think the simple answer is if you're working on a sign-up bonus for like a new credit card, where if you spend, you know, $4,000 in 3 months, you're going to earn 80,000 points. Like, if you're going to pay a 2.5% fee, and if you're able to spend, I mean, maybe you don't need to, you know, use that purchase for the whole amount of the $4,000, but for some of it, like, oh, now you're getting your way to a massive chunk of points. Then it's like an easy, like, you're going to get way more value out of that. If you just have a card that's going to earn, you know, 1x points or 2x points, then like maybe it's not worth it. It just kind of depends on your circumstances and what points you need for your next trip.
Yeah, that makes sense. And just, I guess, knowing exactly what you're getting out of it, because that's not something that I often know. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, context matters a lot. I tell people in points, like, the context matters, what your goals are, what you're trying to do, what your spend habits are. I mean, all of it's kind of, there's best practices, but then you have to tailor them to yourself.
So logistically, talk to me about how business owners specifically, that is the audience of this podcast, should think about setting up a credit card strategy.
Yeah, I think there's three kind of approaches to getting credit cards and getting into points. One is the kind of keep it simple, stupid, which is like you get 1 to 3 cards and you just sit there forever. You never think about it again. You just kind of maximize some bonus categories based on where your spend is. Easy enough. I think that's pretty common. I think that's the most common. Second would be more of a, I call it a hub and supplement approach, where it's you get maybe 3 to 5 and then you supplement with a new card here and there just to kind of give you a boost for a particular trip. And then there's the like crazy people who get every sign up bonus and they never stop getting credit cards. And it's just a constant like cycle of like new card, minimum spend, bonus, and repeat. If you think about those three approaches, it's least effort to most effort, but also fewest points to most points. So it's kind of how much of this, how into the hobby you want to be. And so I think most people are in that first or second category. I think those work particularly well for businesses because we're busy people and we don't have time to kind of just track everything for a hobby. So I find that, you know, just kind of getting set up with cards that have bonus categories that work for you, or getting several that have bonus categories that work for you and supplementing here and there, are a much more manageable options.
Yeah. Okay. So in scenario number 3, where people are getting cards all the time, how does that impact your credit?
Sure. I think if you already have an established like credit score, you've got, you know, decent average age of accounts already, it doesn't do a ton. I mean, you're always going to see that small little dip as you apply, but it just recovers after a few months. So sometimes it goes up, and part of your credit score is your utilization rate. So if you have a lot of credit and you're only using a small portion of it, that's a benefit to you. I don't make the rules. That's just how credit scores are calculated. I think one of the biggest fears is, oh, what's going to happen to my credit score? I can tell you that my credit score sits between like 790 and 815 just regularly. And I mean, I have more credit cards than the normal person. I probably have 25 right now.
25 credit cards.
I have canceled more than double that in the last like 7 years. So I'm a little more, I'm on the aggressive side, though I've actually kind of toned it down. But yeah, I also travel more than the average person. So I find ways to leverage all the benefits. So I'm not saying I'm the person to follow, but I'm saying I can tell you what to do based on your circumstances.
Okay. So I travel a lot too. For someone who travels a lot, how do you recommend utilizing like different credit cards and point strategy?
Yeah, I think the big thing is to think about what the cards offer, both on the earning side for points, the redemption options, and then kind of what other ancillary benefits they have. Some provide airport lounge access, trip delay coverage in case your flight gets canceled or delayed. Mm-hmm. It can cover a hotel. I know people think, oh, that'll never happen. It happens. It happened to me 4 times in like 4 months, 1 year. So it's just you never know. And so rather than me paying out of pocket, my credit card picked up my hotel and Ubers and food. So that was great. On the earning side of things, I tell people to focus on transferable points programs, which basically, I mean, most major banks have a program that will, you can earn points with them and then transfer them to different airlines. And those to me are the most valuable because it gives you flexibility and you don't get kind of locked into like one airline and its partners. So that's important. The bonus categories are important. If you go out to eat a lot or if you travel a lot, like there are bonus categories that can match up to that. And by putting together kind of a few cards that really hit on where you spend your money, you can just, I mean, you can go from earning 1x on things to 2, 3, 4, 5x. And that's a huge difference. So yeah, that's kind of my three-pronged approach. It's earning, redeeming, and benefits.
How much money do you think you save every time you travel with these strategies?
That's a great question. I actually don't think about it as saving money. I think about it more as getting an experience I want. I have booked a simple example, all Nippon Airways. It's a Japanese carrier, commonly referred to as ANA. Round trip first class to Tokyo is like $21,000 in cash. I've booked it for less than 100,000 points plus the taxes and fees, which can vary between $100 to a few hundred dollars. I don't think I saved $20,000 doing that. I just think that I got an experience that typically costs that much because I wasn't about to spend 21 grand on the flight in the first place. No. So that's me. Some people will, hey, good for them. So yeah, I guess I don't look at it as saving, more as about getting the experience you want.
Wow. I think there are a lot of people listening that would probably also like that experience. So that is pretty cool. Okay. So if everyone listening today, I think it's cool to hear all of this, right? And everyone's probably like, oh, dang, I want to use points to go to Japan first class and, you know, things like that. What are some simple steps that they can take to get started?
Yeah, I would recommend finding a beginner's guide that kind of goes through the basics. I think it is like any skill that we develop, that at the beginning, you're going to be kind of consciously thinking about every little step and it just takes more mental energy. But by the time you've been doing it for a few months, it just, if somebody asks you how to do it, you're like, I don't know, you just do it. It just, it becomes fluid. So I think a beginner's guide is really helpful with that. And then after that, get to know other people. I think it's really helpful to be able to ask questions. I spend a lot of time on Instagram answering people's questions and like, there's a lot of repeat questions, but that's because we all go through the same kind of process. And like, we all end up having that same point of confusion at some point, or at least similar points of confusion. So I think just having a simple guide to kind of get you the foundational pieces and then not being afraid to ask somebody who is obsessed with this.
Yeah.
If you have any questions.
Love that. And I assume that you have a beginner's guide available on your website.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. And I know that there is also a link that I will put in the show notes to your award alert features. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So for me, I love looking for award space in business and first class on international routes. I do, however, understand that it's a lot harder for people who are traveling either as a couple or a family. And that was kind of the impetus for this, where I just pull up I pull up a ward space for 2+ people, often 4+ people, sometimes up to 9. And I share the exact dates that you can use your points, plus the different points that you can use, as well as an analysis of like why you might choose this program to book. The big thing to remember is there's always multiple ways to book a ticket. It's just figuring out which one is your best option based on what points you have. So I try to just break that down, make it easy. A precursor to this was me just sending my brother instructions on how to book a flight. And he says that I idiot-proof the process. I think that's overstating it a little bit, but I like the idea of people not having to kind of waste any more brain space that's probably already limited. That's the newsletter.
That is amazing. And it is really hard. I can tell you firsthand, I just booked a trip for myself, my husband, and our 3 kids. So my daughter is graduating from high school, and I told them when they graduate, they can pick anywhere that they want to go, and we'll go. And
that's so bold.
Well, she said
Antarctica.
She said Paris, which great choice. Great. Let's go to Paris. My son, who is now 13, he said Vegas. I was like, we're going to have this conversation again, in a few years. But figuring all of that out for a family of 5, it gets expensive extremely fast. Yeah. So you're going to get a subscriber really, really quickly once we get off this call. And I really appreciate your time. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that I should have?
No, I think we covered it pretty well.
Cool. For everyone that's listening today, if you want to dig more into the world of points, definitely check out the show notes, go click the links, and go to straighttothepoints.co, and you can check out more information on everything that we discussed today. And I really appreciate your time. If you got value, please share this with just one person that you know wants to hear this message, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.